I'm Harriet and I'll be doing the interview.
My name's W.F. Matthews, William Frederick Matthews, but everybody calls me Fred.
Growing up in like a travelling family.
Well, we used to live over a place called Trevarth, in the caravans over there. Then we moved from there up to Buller Hill, which we was in caravans up there for 22 years, me and my three brothers. I got one older, two younger, and mum and dad. Unfortunately, mum and dad's gone, but yeah, we had some good days. The weather was rough up there, and we used to fetch all our own water. And we had fantastic Christmases. That's that.
What kind of things did you do for fun then, when you were younger?
We used to ride horses. There was a big bank up where we used to live. And when the snow was on the ground, we had an old bonnet of a car. And we used to slide down over that hill and no fear. Go down over on push bikes. We used to ride push bikes with Alkathene, no tubes in them, blue Alkathene water pipe. And we used to get snowed in up there. And Dad used to have an old motorcycle van at the time. Used to plow through to get through, out with the wood and all this, sell wood and everything. And yeah, we had a... Mum and Dad was in their caravan and we four boys was in our caravan.
I know from speaking to you before that you did... Like, well, now you do trotting. Is that something you got into when you were younger?
Well, we've had horses all our lives. Donkeys, horses, Shetland ponies. Yeah, it took off down here about, I would say, 10 years ago. My brother, next brother down from me, he's big into it. My oldest brother, he's big into it. The horse I get £2,000 for him. He's very good on his speed. He'd do 2 mile on his last mile. He was pipping 29 mile an hour, 2:15. But it is a big thing down here. We do go up the road a little bit as well, just to watch it. We've had horses all our life, really. It is a part of me, like, you know?
Yeah, so you just sort of learnt to trot quite naturally, as everyone sort of did it then.
Well, they're bred, you don't get them to do it.
Yeah.
You've got to, they're bred for the job.
Yeah.
They've come off a track. He up there, I think he's, what, about 8 year old now, Cornish Bob. But he hadn't raced for quite a while. Because it's a lot of money now to get a horse up, to get him fit. And once you get him up, you only want the other geezer to pull out. Now you've done all that work for nothing. You know, sets of shoes, put shoes on them, they ain't cheap.
So how do you train a horse then to trot?
Well,
'cause obviously a lot of horses don't do it.
Well, what you do... You train them up, start them off steady in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then you just build. You do about 6 mile once he get fitter. And then you know when he's fit. And then you put him on his other bit of road and see what he can do the time in. And if he don't do the time, you got to put a little bit more harder work into him. But we'd go down Goonilly. Goonilly, you know Goonilly? On that stretch of road. And see what he can pit down through there. That's a mile. And there's a certain place where you get and then you build up to it. And on the last half a mile, you give it to him flat out.
Yeah.
And then you see what he's like.
So how many years can a horse do a trotting for? If they've got to be quite fit?
Well, it all depends how young you start them off. Some of them,
yeah,
they're running at a stupid age.
Yeah.
But their joints don't last. But that boy up there, he's every joint on him is good. But there's quite a few around that does it. He could go on till he's 10, 12 year old.
Yeah.
As long as you look after him, put the work in and feed him right. But the knack is training him in a field and finish him off on the road. So if you, the reason why you train him up in the field's a lot softer.
Yeah.
But the road is hard going. And the beach, we generally train them, majority train them on the beach. That's good training. Pound porth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the horses shoed them when they race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoed on the road. But don't really matter. If you have a run on the beach, you haven't got to have them shoed. But you wouldn't, you're an idiot if you run him on the road with no shoes on.
Yeah.
But, you know, this, it is good fun, you know?
Have you ever had an accident while trotting?
No. Touch wood. never had an accident. And I've been driving horses ever since I was about 8, 9 year old. Used to break them in, me and my brothers. But the only reason you have an accident if you're an idiot.
Yeah.
But if you know what you're doing, like we've had them all our life, we know them inside out.
Is it uncomfortable when you sit on the rig? Because it looks so close.
No, it's... They're good. They're stainless steel, you see.
Oh, right,
blow up tyres. But the only thing is actually keeping you holding on, boy, is the reins. That's the only thing you're holding on, boy. But you have helmets on, see?
Yeah.
Helmets and elbow protectors, just in case anything do happen.
Yeah.
But I got to be honestly, I've never, nothing have ever happened like that down this end.
How long are the races then? Or do they sort of vary?
Pardon?
How long are the races?
4 minutes.
That's quite a while to go.
That's 2 miles, but they can do it in 4 minutes. If they do it any longer than 4 minutes, they're not very good horse.
Yeah.
The faster time you do it, the better it is, you know?
Where did you get your rig from that you use for trotting?
Well, you pick them up really all over the place. I got one, I got two of them. I got an aluminium one. I did have a stainless steel, but they're a lot of money, but you can pick them up. When they're brand new, they're some money, but when you pick them up second hand, they're half the price.
Yeah.
I had a wood one. Wood one I had all over. Just a little bit of metal in it. And that was lovely, that was. Good seat on it. Good comfortable seat.
Mm.
But, it all depends what you want. You see them, you go online, you can find them. Find a good one. I can pick mine up. Like that, with one hand. That's how light it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
how do you keep the horses so fit then? I wasn't sure if they got ridden as well, or if they just did trotting races.
Well, you feed them on the right food.
Yeah.
You feed them on a regular basis. You feed them maybe twice a day. Feed them exactly the same time every day. Clean water. Keep them wormed out regular. Stable them.
Yeah.
It's no good to get them tucking in and put them out on grass. They got to be running only and solely on the proper meat, proper racing meat.
So do the horses also get ridden then?
Yeah. Cornish Bob, he'd you can ride him on back.
Yeah.
But I used to ride a lot on bareback, but I'm not the youngest now. So you fall off now, Stephanie. Hey?
What would you say makes a good trotter then?
Well, nice colour for a start. Nice colour.
Yeah.
Nice fine bone on him. No good to have too heavy a bone.
Yeah.
Because it won't be a lot of good. But you when you buy them, you know their backgrounds and what they do.
Yeah.
And I've had him now for what? Three? No, more than that. About 6 years, I expect. Maybe 7 years. But I would get rid of him, but I'm afraid he'd get in the wrong hands, be honest with you.
Yeah.
If you get in the wrong hands, you can't do nothing once you've sold him, can he? He's gone.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, you see, pick a nice horse, nice bones, stand nice, and when you see him move, see, there's two different sorts. There's a pacer, which is what Bob is,
mm-hmm.
and there's a square goer, two different sorts of trot.
Right.
So, we had another one here. Remember Chutney, can he? Yeah, he's another good horse. But he's only up the road now.
Mm.
But he was a good animal. His father, he's same age as my big boy up there. He's, what's he, 19, 20. And he's still pipping 28 mile an hour today.
Wow.
At that age.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's still going strong, you know?
Mm.
But, yeah, it's a lot of work in it. It's every night.
Yeah.
You train him every night. Like, we got a drive coming up soon.
Mm.
And we'll be about 25 horses in it. Bob's going on it.
Yeah.
I've started driving him now. But I'm on night shift next week, so I should be down here, have a few hours in the kit, and then come down here and throw the harness on him and start getting him fit.
Yeah.
So, that's that.
Would you say trotting's more popular now than it was, or do you think it's a lot of people still don't recognise it?
Well, it is a popular thing.
Yeah.
Because there's supposed to be a track going in at Pendarvis.
Oh, wow.
Camborne.
Yeah.
The guy I used to work for, he had the contract. Is it the old mine?
Yeah.
They got arena and all up there. And I'm open. It shouldn't be long. It should be open. And if he do, I shall get the boy up and give him a flip around the track, see what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
But I got grandsons driving him and all, see?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's what, Arlie? Arlie's 13.
Mm.
He had driving around the field. Yeah, it's in their blood, see?
Yeah.
It's in the grandchildren's blood, do you know what I mean? But,
That's all of them.
Pardon?
That's all of them. Unless you can think of more.
yeah, my dad used to, was a good horseman.
Mm.
And he, that's what, where we learned of him. And, he could tell a horse, age of horse. My brother can tell age of horse by just looking, opening his mouth, tell you exactly how old he is. my oldest brother can as well.
Yeah.
But there's four brothers. One of them don't have nothing to do with horses, but the other three do. Yeah, we also got a... We do weddings and all with our... We got a lovely carriage.
Yeah.
You haven't seen that, have you?
No.
That's 170-odd year old, that is. She's Victorian. She's prestige. Oh. We got a couple of weddings this year to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sammy pulls that. But when I had Sammy first, he was like a stick insect.
Mm.
He was, oh, And how he survives, I don't know.
Yeah.
But he's here. He's here to tell the story. He's 19 next month. 19-year-old. And he's still working strong. So we got dogs and all home. See, we do a bit of lamping and all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So is it only the men that ever do trotting?
Yes. Yeah. It's Yeah, it is a good bit of fun. I've got to be honest with you. But you to see it, you want to see it, and then you'll. The buzz, man, is.
Yeah.
It's horrendous, you know?